Okay. Sorry, guys. There we go. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for what is now Thursday, the 9th of January. Good morning, everyone. Welcome on yet another cold, very, very dark winter's morning. I suppose there's we've got some very significant developments in the UK. We'll have a look at what's going on there, and more importantly, why are we seeing UK gilts yields rallying really, really aggressively. They're taking another leg to the upside. We'll explain what that means as far as demand for government debt and the problem that we have with the UK economy. Along with what's going on in the pound, which is a bit of a strong reaction. We just missed our entry yesterday in selling the pound dollar. So let's explain what's happening. I suppose we're still making progress in our open trades, although it's very, very slow progress, but we'll have a look at those as well. And yeah, we'll see what opportunities we have over the course of the day ahead of us. So let's start, of course, with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, where do we then enter these markets, where do we exit, how do we manage risk. We've got a bit of trade management as well today to try and mitigate risk now and take risk out of our current open trades and hopefully still see further progress. And trade psychology as well, all very important features. There's a bit of fear and anxiety. The UK situation is a really good example. And we're seeing elements of that elevated sort of government bond yields story play out in the US as well. So there's the risk levels are beginning to increase somewhat. And we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of this news. Now, there is an important development today with it being a half day almost due to it being Jimmy Carter's funeral in the US. So the markets are closed, and is that reflected here just yet? Not really. We've still got, we do have some US news over the course of the trading day. And we've got a number of these central bankers speaking this afternoon, which won't be insignificant. And there's a bit of weakness across the Magnificent Seven as well. So, in terms of yesterday's numbers, just to review very, very quickly, it's worth just taking note the fact that we're having these major economies and inflation is actually ticking a little bit higher. It's not earth-shattering, but it's higher. And this is the Australian economy here with CPI year on year coming in at 2.3, expected a bit lower at 2.2, previously 2.1. So you can see the uptick in inflation. And that's really the only takeaway because we're looking at most economies now and we're seeing just a very slight uptick in inflation. And that becomes a bit of a significant problem. If we go back to Tuesday, we had some really good news. Good news, negative market reaction around job openings and the ISM services numbers. And yesterday, with the second and third employment number of the week, the ADP number came in below expectations, and the unemployment claims number came in significantly above expectations. So net-net cancelling itself out almost, in our opinion. So there's no advantage to be gained from this news event, in our opinion. We've still got really strong job numbers. And if we look at tomorrow's non-farm payroll number, we're still expecting 168. There's a bit of a range in there, but 164,000 jobs added to the US economy, which is not insignificant with that unemployment rate relatively low at 4.2. So really a strong backdrop, and these numbers don't really change any of that. Okay, we also had the FOMC meeting minutes, so there was no real, I suppose, surprises really to the upside. There was no, there wasn't really much talk of seriously raising rates. But as we know from Jerome Powell, you know, they are watching and monitoring inflation very, very carefully. And not just inflation, but also the job numbers, which are, let's say, over the last few months have been looking a little bit more weaker. If you look at the unemployment rate, it's quite a good gauge of that. And all we can see from this is actually we were at 3.5. If we went back a year and a half ago, we were probably around 3.5, 3.6, and now we're up at 4.2. So elevated, but as you can see, if you look back historically, we're at historical lows, really, just a little bit above historical lows. So no need to panic by any stretch, but that's the backdrop. So the biggest news, without a shadow of a doubt, has been in the UK. So let's explain what's going on there. As far as today's concerned, it's a pretty quiet, pretty bland trading day. So the market momentum that's currently in place is likely to continue. That's our base case, perhaps. And let's have a look at two-year UK bond yields. They're the gilts. Okay, and we'll compare and contrast the 10-year. Which is here. Right, so nothing of any major concern. I just wanted to share the charts with you. We're still a little bit more on the bearish side with these markets than we are on the bullish side. And we've had another sort of pre-European open market rally like we saw yesterday, just prior to the European trading session. We're seeing the same again today. Now, if we get a bit of a pullback into this little zone, there might be opportunities to start selling again. We take this low in here. So I suppose the question is, why is that the case? We're still in our S&P 500 and the euro dollar. And let's have a look at what's happening in the two-year gilt markets. And you can see we're kind of significantly way off the highs over the two-year period. But here's what's really impacting the UK, and that's the spike in bond yields. So if you look at bond yields, we often correlate it with risk and the performance of the economy. If you think about what government bonds actually are, it's a loan to the government for them to go about their business. And of course, if that government and that economy runs well, you're more likely to give them money because you'll get it back. If they're a really stable investment, and they still are, you know, there's no increased risk, certainly at this stage. But what they assess, of course, is they balance the books, and this is like a free market interest rate. This is where they say, right, well, over the longer term, risks are actually much higher than they are over the short term. Why is that? Because of income and expenditure, and, you know, we have the OBR in the UK as well, which sort of cast their eyes on the books and say, right, well, you know, some of this stuff doesn't really make sense. You don't become a good, strong, reliable economy, and the risks of us investing in you as an entity becomes a little bit more risky. So what you get is you get bond yields shifting in line with expectations. So from a borrowing money to the UK government, the demand for these bonds come right down and yields go right up until you get to an equilibrium where, again, you'll get money coming back in, which would make those bond yields more desirable. Demand increases and then the yields start to come down. But clearly there's an imbalance, and same in the US. So we're seeing a 30 basis point differential between the two and the 10-year in the UK. That differential is probably even more stuck in the US. I'll just get the US numbers up as well. Just to compare and contrast. So really what the markets are telling the UK government is, you know, we don't really believe your fiscal plans. In October with the budget, there was this strange dynamic where, yes, they increased taxation in areas, but what they then went and did is go out and say, right, well, we're going to increase spending by even more. Again, you've got to rely on bond yields and generate an income through the sale of these bond yields to sort of make up the difference. And that can become onerous because, you know, if you lend government money, then they'll be paying you back, but at what rate and what cost? So just to compare and contrast the US, so we've got the 10-year British versus the 10-year Treasury note. So the risks are increasing at a much more alarming rate than in the US, but only by 13 basis points. And the 2-year, we're much higher in the UK across the board. So the 2-year in the US is at 4.27 versus, so again, it's kind of that 25, kind of 30. The differential between the two. So we've got a 40 basis point differential in the US between the 2 and the 10 year versus a 30, let's just say a 30 basis point differential between the 2 and 10 year, but they're increasingly elevated above the US. And as a result, we're seeing a reaction in the pound. And it's really all because risks are beginning to increase quite considerably. And this type of shock is really quite significant. So looking at the 10 year, and we'll zoom out a little bit, you can see that I suppose the risks have never been higher for the UK economy. And we're up at these giant levels and we're exceeding those new highs. So the cost to borrow money is going up at an alarming rate. And it's to do with the overall state of the UK economy. Okay, so look, where are we at elsewhere? We've still got all our trades intact. Yesterday was a bit of a nothing day. Our expectation is that we will still make progress towards our targets, but we are looking to sort of book in profit and certainly mitigate risk as best we can. So just sticking with these charts currently up on screen, our bias is very much to the downside still for the S&P and the NASDAQ. We haven't seen that shift yet, but we are now going to mitigate risk and take profit off the table during the European session. I suppose there is still an argument for a bit of a question mark over crude oil. So we're still in a bit of a narrowing phase without any real clarity. There's a lot of concern on the natural gas side of things, and that's likely to push prices higher with demand increasing, of course. Oh, there was the crude oil inventory number yesterday. Just to share that number with you, was coming in a little bit better than what was anticipated. So really not a particularly significant glut in inventories. So it just takes the edge off that sort of demand dynamic. So we've seen a bit of softening, I guess, through crude oil as a result. So just a bit of weakness there. So moving on to gold. Gold is an interesting one because obviously the risks are increasing. So if you take that in isolation, it's a decent trade. But we also have a really strong dollar, which has the potential to put this under a bit of pressure. So we've got this narrowing price action. We had a bit of a rejection of the highs yesterday. So let's see how this price plays out today. It's one of those sort of medium probability opportunities, not particularly great, but not awful either. Big moves are really in the dollar with our bias very much to the downside still. We still don't have any reason to change our bias as of yet. And let's see if we rally. And you can see the pound, you know, really selling off very, very aggressively. So we're actually now over 200 pips lower. Now, we would have been trading it down to these lows anyway, but I would imagine we wouldn't be letting this winner run. Let's have a look at the UK on the daily time frame, and I'll take this off the charts. So this is that sort of breakout of this channel. This is why this is really quite important. And you can see what we're looking at in terms of below these current prices. We could absolutely rally down to 120 quite comfortably. So looking for further weakness in the dollar, in the pound, will be a really useful trade. So that's what we're gonna try to do. Okay, so in terms of our trade plan, it's kind of a half day really in many ways. So we can expect volatility to be a little bit on the grinding side. We're looking to take profit as quickly as we can on the euro dollar and the S&P 500. So those are still performing really quite well. Overall, in terms of a market summary, the market conditions are still for now risk off. So we still have weakness in the indices and strength in the dollar, with a bit of a question mark over the gold and oil markets for now. So, and that's really where it can prevail. So, so risk off, market summary, market conditions, further indices weakness. Yeah, it's still intact. So it's like always, really, we'll run with these narratives until they stop, and then in which case we can reassess and look to trade accordingly off the back of it. But for now, further US dollar strength. So especially versus the pound, we're going to be looking for opportunities to get into that. And just generally, we do have strong support below these current levels in the S&P 500. And it would be our intention really to trade into those support levels. And where we go beyond that, we look to reassert ourselves. So we're really kind of focusing on closing out our current open trades for the week and booking in profit, and then we literally look to go again. So keep those options open as markets get back to normal. Yeah, that's probably not a bad thing this week. This is our first full week back. It's been quite an eventful one. So let's see if this is the start of things to come over the coming weeks with Donald Trump moving into power now in just a couple of weeks' time. So let's see what that means for these markets, because I would imagine from a volume and volatility perspective, it's going to be quite a spectacular event, I would assume. Once we start hearing a little bit more about, you know, these Trumpian policies, these, you know, around immigration, around tax cuts and around tariffs, you know, there's a lot of analysts saying, well, he can't really do what he's saying he's going to do. You know, that would mean X, Y, and Z. And that very well may be true. But he's quite a bombastic character. So we probably hold him to what he says he's going to do. But the opportunities that will lead to, we think, are really potentially quite significant. So, yeah, it's a balancing act at the minute. It's a careful one. There's a bit of volatility, a couple of little opportunities, very specific opportunities. And we're trying to sort of navigate those. And unfortunately, we just missed the pound dollar yesterday. So a bit frustrating, really, on that one. Okay, on that note, thanks for joining us, everyone. I've just posted the trade plan into the chat box. We're really, I suppose, we're on this risk-off side of discussions at the minute in terms of narratives. The realization that, you know, the Fed may need to hold rates a little bit more higher than perhaps it was anticipating is kind of feeding into this narrative. And we're seeing weakness across the Magnificent Seven, seeing weakness in the indices. The dollar's been strengthening. those bond yields are still looking higher. So feeding into that risk off market sentiment that we keep talking about. All right, so listen, on that note, guys, we'll switch rooms now to the European mentorship room. So if you can join us for that, fantastic. We look forward to seeing you there. Great stuff, guys. Listen, take care as always. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.